Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hello,
Hello,
Sophie.
this is Sylvie.
Hello,
Hello,
hi, it's
Sophie.
Norbert.
Hello.
Hi, this is Joel.
Hello.
Adam's here too.
Beyond running.
Hi, Bjorn.
In case someone didn't hear my sweet voice, I'm also in Friedrich. But I go mute.
Hey there,
No, you're not muted. We hear your sweet voice. How are
you can
getting
serenade
there?
us as we wait.
Hello? It's Michael.
Hello, Michael, yeah.
I should turn my phone off, I think. That's the airplane mode. Not as if I have any signal anyway, perhaps that's why it's so loud, isn't it?
Just so you guys know, I just sent out the same person, Michael, who's been bringing up that security bug where the password loses. He's now going to the discuss list and wants our procedures and who's in charge. And
yeah,
so
I replied to him on the discuss list.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll be all right.
Okay.
I mean, firm. Probably
okay,
too firm.
That's good.
But I'm particularly irritated by this bug because it's really lame. You know, there is a slight security angle to it, but it's not really a security bug, I think.
And I think the worst part is that, honestly, he went to the user list and he tried motivating people to be loud about it, and basically multiple users were like, it's not that big of a deal, you should be encrypting your drive anyways, like Microsoft has similar issues, and then he
yeah.
got frustrated because users weren't on his side, so now he's doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's a different guy to the guy that filed the bug and was irritating about it a little bit ago. But anyway, I was sufficiently annoyed with him to use letmegooglethatforyou.com, which just shows you. You know? It is a gem, that website. I mean, I don't know. You know? Anyhow.
It's not a gem when you're the recipient. That's just, yeah.
Well, honestly, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Michael, that was really very, very hostile move.
You know how I am, Friedrich. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, but you should give him... There is another one. Just fucking Google it.
Really? what can you do?
That's the American translation of what Michael just said.
Hey, good to have you, Norbert. Who are we waiting for? How are we doing? Agenda-wise
yeah.
and people-wise. We're not having Eliani, I guess? We have
Tom,
other people?
Torsten.
Torsten.
Cool.
Okay.
And I think you guys probably got my message. I have to cut out in about half an hour, so.
So we should talk quickly.
Yes, that's possible.
Plus one, you know?
Do we, by the way, since we're at this topic, have, if I'm not there for my turn, these guys are replacing me from all board members? Because Eliani posted again, for this call, I want that guy to replace me, and I think we wanted to
get
rid of that.
Yeah, perhaps she wasn't there in the call where we discussed, you know, I don't know, Eliani is a serial something or other. Eater. I don't know. Perhaps we should forward that to her. Do you want me to do that?
But yeah, that was the plan, that we are not doing that by per call, but per term,
yep.
essentially, right?
Yep. So, board discuss. I'll just poke her with that, shall I?
She sent it in already, end of February.
Oh, she did? Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I thought,
yeah, I thought everybody had already.
Okay.
Okay.
Because we need him.
Yeah.
have tried to call
him. Just SMS him. He might be. He
yeah,
might
he's,
be
he's
having trouble.
I tried to call him. One second.
Do 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 do. So what's on the agenda? Is there anything on the agenda? Is there an agenda?
Yeah, I have a couple things on there. One of which is kind of a bigger item that I think we just should think about more than really discuss at this point.
Okay. So this is public call. The agenda is in the wiki, right?
Right. Yeah, it's on the wiki.
I should know where that is. I should actually look at that occasionally. What's the URL?
And I guess we do have to talk about one thing really quick.
TDF/BOD meetings with an underscore between BOD and meetings.
Perfect.
Okay, Torsten should be in a minute.
BOD meeting search results.
Okay, Sophie, you're ready, then let's quickly go to the first part of the formalities. Wait for Torsten. So, just trying to do it with you the first time.
Hello, Andreas.
Hey, Andreas. Welcome.
Hi, Andreas.
Hello,
Andreas. Hi. Okay, the keeper of the minutes is you, of course. Then session chair is Torsten. He should be in a second. Then let's do a quick roll call.
Hey, that's Torsten.
Hello.
Sorry for being late.
Hi, Torsten.
Hey.
Hello, Torsten.
Hello,
hey,
Friedrich.
Hi, guys.
Okay, I just was moving through the formalities, so we saved some time. So, who do we have in the call? So, if we can write it down. Yes, I think we have Torsten, we have Michael, we have Björn is here, we have Andreas, we have Norbert, we have Friedrich.
Joel here.
Ah, yeah, sorry for missing you. Anyone else?
And Adam.
Ah, wonderful.
Woohoo!
I give. I will see you.
Yeah, okay. So see, I read it out again. We have Torsten, we have Michael, Björn, Friedrich, Joel, and Adam as board members, and we have Andreas, Norbert, and Ike as deputies. And who is representing? Let's see.
Elian has nominated myself.
You're the first one she nominated, huh?
Yeah.
Then you will be representing Eliani.
Yeah.
Indeed. Okay, we have then, so for number D, you see, we have Andreas representing Eliani. We have for number agenda item E, we have Torsten as chairman is in the call. That fits. We have seven board members here, and that gives four votes for one approval. Sophie, you here?
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Invitation was right, and the rest of the H until K has been fulfilled. So much for the formalities. Torsten, you'd like to take over?
Yes, maybe I have a proposal to make. I wouldn't mind at all, Florian, if you would do the session sharing, and that has been going so well in the past. I don't know if there's any formal reason not to do that or objections.
I would second and add one thing is as a permanent agenda item that Florian start with a State of the Union kind of thing as an ED. No, I'm not kidding. I mean, telling us what important or notable things happened since the last meeting in his job as ED.
Sure, can do. I mean, apart to get via email, I don't want to talk about everything in public here, but per se, no problem. So let me quickly see if there's anything preventing me from being the session chair.
So I mean we can maybe take that offline and then I take over for today. But just something to think
yeah.
about. I mean you're doing the agenda, you're doing the calendar and the invite. So probably there's very little reason not having you running the call. But anyway, so
okay. So Sophie, do you make an action item that I look up whether I can be the session chair for next time?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, so just, I mean, it's very easy. It's just reading the agenda. The first thing would be LibreOffice conference update.
Exactly. And
I hate to jump in here. Is there any way that I can, I mean, not right away, but just because I have to leave in about 20, 25 minutes to, for me to quickly just do six? I think six is the only one.
Yes, no objections at all. So go for six then. That's business cards for Robinson and Hugo's presence.
Yeah, basically Robinson, because he's starting to, I mean, he's finding a lot of conferences to go to in the U.S., asks if he can have business cards, what they should have on them, and then I wanted to know if we're willing to pay for them. I personally think we should, but that's basically where we're at. I think he has scheduled right now three in the next 2 months to go to.
Yeah, no objections. I think there's precedence for that people representing the project had some business cards. Beyond the fact, of course, that he might need, is he otherwise equipped with conference gear, with things to hand out, stickers, and those. We had a chunk of those small MOO cards that we were using as business cards, but just with general TDF LibreOffice info on the backside.
Yeah, I think, I mean, my view is that because he's really, I mean, at this point he's kind of doing them solo, so he is kind of the face in the United States. I'm hoping to catch a couple with him, that it would have, like, some information from him, including I think he got a new LibreOffice email account. So if we're fine with that, then I'll tell him, how should he go about ordering them? I know that Florian said that there was already a company, I think, in Europe doing them, but I don't know if they ship to the United States or not. So should he just order them here because they're probably cheaper, or what should he do?
Quickly, the best is if he sends me the data he wants to be on it. Basically, it's a phone number and a mail address, and he has one additional line he can use.
Okay.
Let's do it that way. I sent you a sample of the current card, so you see how they look like, and he can tell me what to fill in, and I'll see whether we can print out our printer, whether they ship to the U.S. or not.
Okay,
sounds
perfect. I will let him know.
As someone who's against business titles and handing out inflated things, I still think Robinson does a fantastic job, and so having, you know, senior QA contributor, engineering steering committee member, blah, 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 whatever, makes some serious sense to give him.
I agree. Like,
yeah.
So, okay, I will let him know, and I'll tell him to be, I mean, he can pitch whatever he wants in terms of informal title. I think it has to just be like a factual thing, like engineering steering committee member or something. Okay, and then the other thing, I mean, related to this, and this is the one that I think we're going to have to think about a bit, it's kind of our presence in the United States. It's really expensive to get around. So he wanted to know if I can go to the March one, and because he's going to, I think, two events at the end of this month. And I looked at plane tickets, and I mean, they're already up to like well over, I think, like $750. And so I think we just need to consider what kind of investment we want to do in the United States, because I know he's finding a lot of conferences. And so if we don't want him going to everything, we kind of need him, and myself also, because like I said, I'm trying to catch a couple with him, that we kind of have to give him some guidance so that he knows kind of to prioritize. So that's kind of, hopefully in the next month or so, we can get an idea of how much funds we want to spend. He's flying to Dallas, I think, in May, I believe, or maybe June, for a conference then, or that's his plan at least. So if any of these we don't want him to do, just let me know, and I guess I can talk to him about kind of we're capped out on funds, or I mean, he's very adamant about getting our name out in the United States, like, and I am too, obviously, and so it's just a matter of how much money we want to spend doing that.
Oh, it's wonderful that he's prepared to donate his time to do that. I think that's fantastic, because if you look at the cost of these things, the flight is relatively cheap compared to that.
Yeah, right. And he's been incredible. Even the one at the end of March, I told him, like, what do you need in terms of, it's close to him, I think. So he's like, I'll take the bus, I'll pay for it. And I was like, that's, I mean, come on, man. Like, we can take care of something. So, yeah. And he said he's not going to get a hotel because he has a friend in the general area, so he's going to stay with a friend, which is awesome, saves us some money. But it is one of those things, just seeing how it would be really nice if we had kind of regional representatives so that we don't have to fly across the country, because that's, I mean, just in the United States, it's expensive. So
yes,
me going to a two-day conference...
There is a strong correlation between who is at the conference this year and who was last year, and until you've gone to it, you don't know who goes to it, and thus who you can recruit and interview and get to do it next
mm-hmm.
year. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see a substitute.
So far it's just been him, and I hate him. He's comfortable being the lone wolf out there, I guess, is what, I mean, I've talked to him, and he's like, I met some cool people, it's all right, but, you know, I think for us having one of the larger projects in the world, when other projects have 4 to 7 people present, and we have one, I mean, you know, we want a bigger presence.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just for which conference to play, I don't know the U.S. landscape there, so, and it's probably the same for others too. So if you want to do some planning on that, it's probably helpful to just look at the whole year and see which conferences are there and then pick.
Yep.
Pick out the ones that
the
seem to be the most important ones. And the other topic,
okay.
I don't know if you wanted to talk about that later or something, is, well, but you already, like, talked a bit about it, Robinson being alone there. Maybe I wondered if some hackfest or some event to bring together more people just to have those that are in the U.S. to meet at least once a year or something would be helpful.
I mean, yeah.
I think clearly having a sort of formal event like the, you know, the GNOME Summit or whatever, that would be really good, I guess.
Yeah.
Best to care.
So, I mean, anything, I mean, I told him because we were discussing this privately, and he said also that it would be nice to have more people, and I told him, that, I mean, one of the issues is a lot of these projects that have a lot of people in the United States, obviously if they were ever at a European event, they'd probably have one person there because a lot of these projects are U.S.-based, so it's much easier for them to have a strong presence here. But, okay, I'll let him know. I'll ask him to get a list together. I know after going to the one he went to, Scale, when he went there, which, I mean, he said that was bigger than FOSDEM, so that's one that I think maybe next year we actually maybe want to get one of you guys and also
bigger
myself.
Than FOSDEM. Really? Because I went
yeah,
to it,
he said
it was not big. It was pretty tiny.
Yeah, he said that it was bigger than FOSDEM.
But did he see
all
of FOSDEM, or did he sit at our booth in one building?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. But he said it was pretty big. So, yeah, that's just, I mean, I didn't realize FOSDEM was multiple buildings. But he said it was quite large. And then from that, he's already been invited to two new things, like
cool.
SpinachCon and something else. So, I mean, this is... okay, what I'll do is I'll ask him to get a list of the next, like, 9 months through the end of 2014, and then we can take a look at it and try to figure out which ones we want to go to and who can be there. Because obviously, if one of you guys are in the United States already, maybe it works in your schedule, and then myself also, I can, of course, go to
yep.
at least
one or two
of them.
The other thing to do is to simply submit talks to all of these conferences. So if you submit a talk,
okay.
usually they'll pay your travel.
Oh, okay. So, and Robinson can give talks on behalf of the Document
of
Foundation? I don't know if he knows that.
Can.
Perfect.
Of course he can.
I will let him know.
You don't have to do it on
behalf
of TDF. You just need to stand up and give a good talk, right? So, I mean, I'm sure Robinson's got the charisma and ability to do it. Yeah, there's no need to...
Okay, I will... I'll suggest that also, because that's good to know. All right, so that's, I think, moving forward, just get some stuff from him, and we can talk about, I guess, the money side of it. And the last thing, and actually I'd forgotten about it, is the last item, and this is related. Robinson and I really want to get this kit together for the conference kit, and we're just trying to decide if we're going to do it. so even the case that GNOME has, which looks like a good case, is like $300. So
yeah,
I'm just wondering, should we be...
€5,000 budget for this, for two
yeah.
cases.
Okay.
So spend
it,
send the receipts to Florian.
Cool. All right. Then the only other thing on that is, should we? I guess two things. Should we be considering buying used? Because I did find like the Pelican whatever case. There's one local that somebody has that they're selling for like half the price, or should we just buy new and get the receipts?
Florian, you're happy with these guys doing this, are you? Actually just going out and doing it and making it happen?
Yes, indeed. I think that's the easiest. If you organize it locally, because I like cycles, and then we have to ship it. So if you get it locally, and
are we going to buy two and post one to Europe for you?
Well, our plan was to do one in the U.S. and then kind of give guidance. We were thinking maybe Joran, because he might have some stress.
Maybe let's start with one, or if you have a nice offer for two. I mean, I don't know if we can clot your apartment like that, but I think
there's probably no benefit to.
Let's get started with one. When it comes to paperwork, some sort of bill or some receipt would be nice at any rate. I don't know if buying used would somehow provide with some paper trail at least, but I think we shouldn't block on that.
Yeah, and we shouldn't bother the board about it. The board, you know, go for it. €2,500, spend it.
Cool. We'll do it. Sounds good.
Perfect. Thanks. Yep. And thanks so much for putting the time to do it. I mean, it's awesome. The missing piece is the time, as you see. We have the money, but not the time.
Perfect. We're going to go ahead with it. Thanks.
Thank you. Cool.
Great. Okay, so that crossed out 6 and 8. Anything else, Joel, from your side before you have to drop off?
Yep, everything's good on here. I'll be on the phone for another 10 minutes or so.
Okay, great. So back to Florian with the LibreOffice conference update then.
Indeed, and it flies a bit with what Norbert asked me as a status update, because actually I've just yesterday returned from Bern together with Sophie and Italo to meet with the LibreOffice conference organizers there. So we walked a bit through the city and we have seen the venue and we met with the local team. And overall, and Sophie, correct me if your impression was different, but I'm really impressed by what I've seen. So just a few hours ago, I sent out some pictures to the private marketing list. So you see the venue. We are hosted at the university there, and we have a couple of rooms that are equipped with projectors, with sound system, with enough seats. Wi-Fi should be possible. And we discussed basically the essentials and started to distribute tasks. And just a few seconds ago, Italo has sent out the call for paper. The only thing that strikes me, or that could be a problem, is the hotel pricing. In their application, they stated that there are quite cheap hotels available. My impression when I traveled to Bern was the opposite. It was impossible to get rooms below $100 per night in all Bern. So they promised me to compile a list to see where we can host people. So that's the only thing that really smells a bit odd, or feels a bit odd. Otherwise, looks very impressive to me, especially a rather large team of, I'd say, at least 10 people from Bern working on various aspects. So call for papers has been issued. We went with a deadline of middle of May, I think, to finally have enough time to inform people in advance so they can book travel refunds, visa, and the like. I'll keep you posted on the progress here. Any questions?
Great. Thanks so much, Florian, for doing that. What's the plan with the conferencing system this year?
We'll use none. So because last year was really a pain to extract all the data, and so we will simply have applications filed via email, and we will do the same for registrations for the conference just via email, collected locally. I think it can't take more time than last year, where we had to deal with three different databases and then somehow merge the data. So we would get it via email and work on that and not waste time with finding a conference system.
Okay. Well, it worked the first year, so why won't it work this time?
Indeed.
I don't know. Everyone is complaining.
That's
life.
I don't think that there's the perfect system. Well, let's see.
No.
Let's start from what works and then see where that goes. Okay, so next item will be the rules of procedure.
If I may, hold on a second. If I may, the item I put on 7 is kind of related. So
I just put in there the reminder that would be nice to start looking for the 2000, open up the 2015 bid for the LibreOffice conference.
Yes, I have it on my screen to start that. I have no fixed date yet, but the plan would be indeed to have the winning team announced, and ideally we know it a bit before, so especially during the last, let's say, 1 or 2 months, those two teams can work together when we're entering the hot phase of the conference planning. So indeed, I hope we can make it that year and improve a bit on the previous years with regard to that.
Yeah, but that also means that if we want that to happen, we kind of need to make the call for volunteer about now.
Yeah.
This is online planning too, but we have also to take care of the election of the membership committee, which should happen in April or something like that.
No, May. Later. In August, I think.
August? So
I think it's in August, yeah.
We have to take care of not there is no collusion between the two voting.
Yeah, I think we should not do it during CBIT because everything that happens during CBIT, at least here in Europe, gets sucked. We should not confuse with the call for papers that was just issued. So my take, sometime in April would be my proposal, because
yes.
CBIT is over then, call for papers is over, and it still will leave us enough time to find a candidate.
That was the date that I had, April.
Oh, okay. Okay, then we had the same idea.
Fair enough.
Okay, further comments on that? Otherwise, back to number two, rules of procedure. So we had the brainstorming pretty much around that by email. We had the additions to that voted in by email as well, and it's added in the wiki. What's still outstanding is the areas of responsibility or oversight, however you phrase that. Is everyone happy, reasonably okay with the areas that you more or less volunteered for? And that I think Florian sent around by email earlier today. So we would then just, I don't think we actually need to vote on that, Florian, or do we?
I think as it's part of the rules of procedure, you should vote.
Okay.
And to change the paragraph 3 or whatever it is, that is of the rules of procedure, replacing the existing areas of responsibility with the new ones.
Okay, so I refer to the email from Florian, from earlier today, which was just collecting the responses that you gave. And if there's no further questions or comments, I will call for a vote on that to add that to the current rules of procedure. I don't hear any. So, Michael.
Plus one.
Friedrich.
Plus one.
Joel, you're still here?
Yep, plus one here.
Great. Adam?
Plus one.
Thank you. Bjorn?
Plus one.
And Andreas, representing Eliana?
Plus one.
And plus one from me as well. So that is 7 out of 7 approved.
Sophia, I sent the text for the minutes, and I will then just edit the wiki page directly.
Okay.
Okay, next item will be the infrastructure service contract that was Florian was mailing that around as well earlier today. Are there concerns, questions, comments on that?
My proposal is if we talk about the contract, especially financial ones, to move it in the private call, because we have a general rule of not disclosing all details of the contract. If there are no unclear items, further what we can do in public, of course.
The question is there any controversy? If not, we can get that fast right now.
Yeah, I think it was just to prevent lengthy discussions in the public call now. So if there's no That's why I was asking for if there's questions or comments on that, and if there are none.
We're going to vote this through now, as in the hiring of the infrastructure officer. Is that the proposal?
If there's concerns or questions, let's move it to the private one. If there are none, let's vote it through now.
I think I'm happy for this, personally, but I have one concern, which is that I don't think that if we continue hiring in Germany, we'll get the best cost benefit, particularly around time zones and, you know, the various other issues. So my only minor concern is I think we need to very carefully invest in making sure that we attract people to the project such that the next best person to hire, and I don't disagree that this is the best person to hire, is not geographically co-located with a small cluster of people in one geographical location. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I share your general concern there. It just keeps, I don't know, not panning out in real life.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think that that's a sort of vicious circle to a degree.
Yeah.
And I think we need to make sure emphatically at this point that we say, thus far and no further. But yeah, that's my...
Share that point too, but there's this nasty thing called reality then.
Yeah, it's fungible with enough time and money.
Should we maybe then, since there seems to be indeed at least...
I didn't think there's anything that would make me want to reject this. I just think it's something that we need to note, have in the minutes, and something I'd like noted in terms of how we move forward that. Okay.
Okay. Further comments, remarks?
If I may add on that... The reality is that the infra team seems to be meeting in person fairly regularly, which kind of condensate where they can be physically to be part of it. You know what I mean? Because if you're not in the loop, then you can't be effective, and because there is so many things that occur face-to-face, then you can't be in the loop.
Well,
okay, I think that's probably a separate issue. I mean, I think it's up to Florian and or whomever else to make sure that, you know, it doesn't...
There's always this tension between... I mean, you have this... You face that issue wherever you look. I mean, there's companies like Google...
I'm not saying it's an easy to solve problem. I just explain why things tend to coalesce in one physical region.
Yeah. I guess that's probably just human nature, but it's good to be aware of that and to make that statement that for the next one we will try very hard not to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that has to happen before we get to the point that we desperately need to hire someone. If you see what I mean, I mean because by the time we get there, you know, it is clear that we made the decision long ago without even thinking about it. So I don't know, just some way of working harder to. I don't know where our next hiring opportunities will be anyway, but let's see. Hopefully in QA, because that's something that's quite global.
Yeah,
we should make Joel and Robinson just find someone in the US, make him drunk, and be our next guy that we hire.
Well, I'll go ahead and say I think Robinson would be jumping for joy, so I think he would be the first to volunteer. Yeah.
No, but one way to foster that would be to make the conscious decision to actually distribute a little bit more our infrastructure, physically speaking, which would give incentive for somebody to have something to do by maintaining some infrastructure somewhere else and then starting to coalesce there. You know what I mean?
Quite risky, but yeah. Anyway, let's not get bogged down in that because I think it's not immediately useful, but...
I take that as general, we're ready to vote now. If not, speak up now. Otherwise, I would call for a vote on the 3-2-1 infrastructure service contract that Florian was mailing around. Okay, so Michael.
Plus one.
Friedrich.
Plus one.
Joel.
Plus one.
Thank you. Adam.
Plus one.
Bjorn.
Plus one.
And Andreas, representing Eliana.
Plus one.
And plus one from me, so that's again approved, 7 out of 7. Thank you.
I would then sign on behalf of TDF if this is acceptable to all of you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, next item, capital investment. Sloy, I think you were looking into that as well.
Indeed, indeed. So I just a few hours ago had a call with the bank. The background is that we have quite a chunk of money on the bank account, and on the bank account, actually, the interest is zero or 0.005 or basically nothing. And now that we have some budget approved, some more concrete numbers and estimation, I had a call with our home bank today to get some insight. I don't want to go into all details now. Basically, I've explained the situation, what we are planning, how our money is bound and not bound, and I got some recommendations. I will do the same at least with one more bank to get offers. The line is that essentially with the limitation of having not too risky investments, not too lengthy investments, not too lengthy meaning below 5 years actually, you cannot get much more interest than compensating the inflation. But at least that should be doable and we should do that. I will keep you posted. I have the second call on Friday actually. Maybe we'll ask a third bank for an offer and then present some options to you so we can invest some money that we don't need for the next 6 or 12 months to invest that in a sane investment.
Yeah, I'm slightly concerned about money we don't need for that length of time, that it starts to be money that we have to keep invested at no interest or no real interest indefinitely. How much money do we have that is floating cash that we're not spending, do you see what I'm saying? I mean, you know, my fear is that we'll hit this 2-year limit and we'll have a great chunk of cash and our record on spending is not stellar.
I doubt we will hit that. So for the concrete numbers, first of all, we have them for last year, but given just legally speaking, we have until the end of 2015, so nearly 2 more years or 1.75 years to spend it. At least from that point of view, I see no issue. There is another topic regarding spending of money that we were talking the private call to help understand a bit the limitations at the moment. But I'm not concerned about the need to spend in a time frame. I think that's
yeah, so I think we had some 85K from last year that we somehow need to spend, from the last year that we somehow had to spend last year or this year, so that should be trivial to
we'll spend that in fixed costs easily, right? So,
yeah, right.
Okay.
Yep.
And, I mean, as we grow, and with this 2 years window, I mean, we would just be stupid not to spend it, so I'm rather not concerned that we will run into that problem.
Great. In which case, let's save it.
Okay. Great. So, with no further questions on that, the next item will be the request from Charles to confirm his marketing role for inbound marketing. That will probably mean to have him on the... How did we do that with Italo? I think his name is not on the rules of procedure.
No, but we have a text from the last minute that we could use. Let me see. Maybe I can read it out. We had a BOD of TDF entitled Italo Mignoli to continue the volunteer PR media relations activity he has managed during the last 2 years, back then as a member of the board of directors, and to act as a spokesperson with the media and at conferences until further notice. That's in work what we voted on last meeting.
And if we would replace that PR with marketing, then I guess that would suit Charles.
Yes. Thorsten,
yes?
I think we should make some clause into it, like... The trademark things
Okay. So let's maybe relegate this item to the private call. And since the text seems not to be ready for voting, and or shelve it for email vote.
Yeah. Maybe email board.
Okay.
Email is fine.
Discuss in private and then vote.
Okay.
By email.
So that will bring us to the end of the public agenda. Are there any additions, questions?
Yes.
Otherwise, I would ask for the final roll call and then we move over to the private room.
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Michael?
Yep.
Frederick?
Yes.
Joel?
Yeah, and I won't be on the private call. So, but
okay. Well, great that you manage for all this
yeah.
time.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Adam?
Yes.
Bjorn?
Yes.
Andreas?
Yes.
Hey, Florian is here, I think, and
yes.
me and myself
yeah.
are here as well. Okay, so I close the call and talk to you in 2 minutes in the private room. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.